Track 15, Crackpots. David Clayton has had many years of experience with radio, and this month he reminisces on the subject of unusual names.
I've mentioned before that for quite a few years I was making programmes for BBC Radio 4, travelling around the country as a sort of roving reporter with different programmes on different subjects. And we decided to make a programme about places with unusual or funny names. And when I tell you that we came up with the title of There's No Place Like Ham, you can see what we're doing, because there's a place called Ham in Kent, and actually it's not far from a place called Sandwich in Kent, and there is a signpost on which you see the two names, Ham and Sandwich. Yes, we thought that was funny, so we went to report on that. We also went to a place in Essex, the Ugly Women's Institute. It's U-G-L-E-Y, but everyone thinks it's funny because it's the Ugly Women's Institute. We did interview the woman in charge of it. She said, oh, no, we pronounce it hugely. Of course they do. And I went to, it's near Bradford, actually, there's a place called Idle, I-D-L-E, Idle. And I went to the Idle Working Men's Club and interviewed someone there about it. And yes, they get lots of jokes about it. So we found lots of funny place names all over the country. And I actually went to a place in Lincolnshire called Folkingham. F-O-L-K-I-N-G-H-A-M. Very nice little village. And the reason I went was the locals pronounce it slightly differently. And to be honest, it sounds like they're swearing. So the L is silent and the vowel sounds more, well, it doesn't sound like an O if you know what I mean. And that was quite difficult because we had this tape with them saying Folkingham in the way they say it, which if you didn't know the context, you'd think, oh dear, what sort of language is on Radio 4? Anyway, we had to get special permission from the controller of Radio 4 to include this in the programme. But we did, and it went out. And then I said, look, I know a place in Yorkshire, a tiny little hamlet called Crackpot. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Crackpot and see if we could find somebody to interview? Normally, we set up interviews in advance, but on this case, I said, well, I'll do what we call in the trade a doorstep. I'll just knock on a few doors, there weren't many to knock on, and see if I could get someone to tell me how funny it was to live in Crackpot. So I went up to this little Yorkshire Dales hamlet, and I went to a farmhouse, and couldn't see anybody. Went round the corner to one of the barns. There was a woman there working away. And I said, I'm from the BBC. I wonder if you'd, you know, could talk to you about living in Crackpot. She said, oh, no, no, don't. You can't. No, no, you can interview my husband. He's the farmer. I said, where is he? She said, he's about 3 miles up on that moor. Okay, I didn't do that. So I went to a nearby house, got to the gate at the bottom of the drive, and a woman at the top of the drive said, come in, we've just put the kettle on. Which is very Yorkshire, they didn't know who I was. I walked in and turned out she was a teacher, her husband was a teacher, they were retired, they were living there, and they had some friends with them. And I said, what's it like living in Crackpot? Because you always want the funny little story. And they weren't telling me anything terribly funny, apart from, he said, the husband said, well, sometimes I sit on the bench at the end of the garden near the road, by which not many people went, it was very rural and quite remote. And somebody had said to him, I suppose you're the crackpot crackpot. And I thought, well, that's a reasonably funny story. But I hadn't got the belter of a story to sort of end the interview and possibly end the programme. So anyway, I did the interview, bade them goodbye. And he said, well, you know, there's only 22 people living in Crackpot. And then he pointed down to the road where a car was going by. Oh, and he said, that's those two people who live up the road. Oh, they must be going out. Oh, what a shame. You could have interviewed them. They're very nice. And I said, yeah, well, never mind. I'm thinking to myself, I've probably got enough material. Anyway, as I was about to go, he said, yeah, it's interesting. They're both psychiatrists. I said, what? There's 22 people living in Crackpot, two of them who've just driven past in their car, so I've missed interviewing them. Two of the people in Crackpot are psychiatrists. He said, yes, not thinking it was funny at all. That's the one interview I missed.
Thank you, David.